Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wilbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on May 8th, 2022, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Now here is Father Anthony.
Since it is Mother's Day, I thought it fitting to share with you some wisdom that I learned from my own mother, and a spiritual wisdom. I'd like to share with you. My mom taught me many things, but I'd like to share with you, just kind of boil it down to three things that I think will impact you, that she has also impacted me in my life. The first one is creativity. My mother's a cosmetologist, so oftentimes she likes to do different hairstyles, different designs, makeup, painting, anything dealing with color, interior design, beauty, and aesthetics. There's a little place that very few people know about, unless you're from West Toledo, and it's a little ceramic shop off of Alexis Road called Tri Ceramics. It was my mom's kind of escape from the world, where she liked to go and do different things, make different ceramic figurines or decorations for our house. Being a cosmetologist, my mom had that artistic touch through eyes and all these color schemes. So they would oftentimes have things for us to do as kids in the summertime. We got to go there, watch them pour ceramics into a mold, and then put it into the kiln, and then wait for it, come back the next day, learning to scar it properly, dab it with water, and then color it and glaze it and all these different things. That artistic ability. If it wasn't for my mom, who knows if I would be able to even do anything with ceramics, but being able to tap into that creative part of my soul. I think we all have a creative ability inside of us, whether or not we're teachers, we're healthcare providers, we're manufacturers, whatever it may be. I think we all kind of look around our places of employment where we're at and go, you know what? Things could be a little better. What if we did it this way? Or hey, you know, it would be nice to maybe have a holiday party or do something around this person's birthday. That creative aspect inside of us. That's the Holy Spirit welling up in our soul, asking us to do something, to do something more. And Jesus spoke a parable about this. It's the parable of the talents. You remember the man or the woman who was given 8 talents, and then Jesus came back to say, how'd you do with those talents I gave you? Oh, great, I'm going to reward you with more. The guy with 10, he got 10 more. But the guy with 1 talent did nothing with it, and it was taken away from him. So we're responsible for the talents that God gives us, that creative ability. And I think by realizing that creative energy inside of us, we're asked to share and to be generous with other people. That creative energy of the Spirit. Another thing I'm thankful for that my mom taught me was the gift of having a sense of humor, kind of be lighthearted and to laugh. There's many things my mom laughs about. I know I'm going to be seeing her today, and she's going to tell me a joke that happened this week. Every time I picture mom, I picture her smiling or laughing. Sometimes the joke is really funny. We're both crying together. And these jokes are never about other people. They're usually about things that happen to her. And so it almost is like a Seinfeld episode. Like, can all this stuff ever happen to one person so often? And we laugh about it. And so I learned from my mom to laugh. And by laughing at myself, taking a lighthearted approach, we learn humility, which is what humility is all about, the foundation of the spiritual life. Being able not to take ourselves so seriously at times, but being able to laugh. And the last thing I'd like to share with you that my mom taught me was dedication. My mom went to school later after she had us 3 boys, took her almost 15 years to finish out her college degree. Dedication, perseverance, and then she taught for several years, working towards that goal, doing everything with 110%. And my mom is a convert to Catholicism. She was not originally born Catholic, but she converted to Catholicism. And she went through, she says, Arce 3 times, just kind of learning on her own. She didn't want to say, I'm Catholic, and I'm going to go deeper in my faith just because my son's a priest. But I want to take ownership of it. I want that to be part of who I am. And so she went through Arce 3 times, and she jokingly said, I had an IEP that it took me 3 times to go through RSA until it finally clicked with me. that lighthearted sense of humor. So I'm thankful for those lessons that my mother taught me. I think all of us know a thing or two that our parents have taught us, right? And on this Mother's Day is a time to reflect upon that in our lives. In today's gospel, which was very short, I don't know if you noticed how short it was, but it ended with the line from St. John who said, he's quoting Jesus and he says, "The Father and I are one." Father and I are one. We're the same. And Jesus is sharing something about his own father's spiritual life that he's learned through him, that they share with one another. They are so intimate, so close. I think the only analogy that we have to that closeness is the closeness that a mother has with her child. A mother has with her child. You know, with inside the womb, you're only inches away from each other's heart. I was doing some research. I was like, all right, with the latest technology, how soon will it take us to detect a heartbeat for a baby? And some of the technology can detect it after 3 weeks after conception. Isn't that amazing? That our hearts are so close to our mothers, they're almost beating in sync with them. Another thing that's fascinating is when human life comes together, the two parts that make up the person's physical body, that right at that moment is when the soul is infused in the body. So our souls are so close to our mother's soul in the womb, it's profound. No technological microscope can detect that. But yet there it is. There is an analogy for the gospel today. Two hearts beating, the souls so connected. And that's what God wants for us. That when he looks at us, which is the goal at the end of our life, that he sees Jesus inside of us. And that my heart is beating with God's heart. I don't know about you, but I'm a long way away from having my heart beat with God's heart and love like him. And so we have to put in the time, right? Every day we have to pray. Every day we have to make a conscious effort. Love is a choice. Every single day. And sometimes I may not feel like it, but I still push through and I'm still trying to love like God. And God gives us all sorts of examples in our life. Mothers, I don't know if you had a good relationship with your mother or not, but God says in the prophet Isaiah, he says, "Should a mother ever forget her children? Neither will I ever forget you." So oftentimes we talk about God as Father, right? God is Father. He wants us to call himself Father. But God is saying, I'm origin, I'm source of all of this. And I have the heart of a parent, like a loving mother. Come to me and be with me. As we start to get to know God, we understand his Son, because the Father and the Son are one. And the more we know Jesus, the more we know God. And so Jesus becomes, in a way, the bridge, the source, the way, the truth, and the life. And an analogy that I used for my high school kids was I said, imagine yourself going over to your friend's house to spend the night for the first time. Kind of fun, right? You get to kind of see where they live, their bedroom. And you start talking to their parents, their brothers and sisters. And sometimes they tell you things like, hey, let me tell you about Johnny. Johnny's like, oh, no, don't share that, Mom. Why are you telling people about that? But as you start to hear those stories, it gives you a bigger perspective of who your friend is. And you start to understand them more. And so that's what Mary provides for us. Mary gives us a broader picture of who Jesus is so we can love him more. Because if we love somebody, then we love the people that they love, right? If I love somebody, I love the people they love. So to love their family. And so if I love Jesus, I love the people he loved. I love his mother too. Good advice for us, right? So, young ladies, if you meet a guy who doesn't like your family, run away. Not good, right? You got to love the people I love. And so we love Jesus, which is why we love his mama. And we give her honors today on this Mother's Day. So I just invite you to open up your heart to thank her, because who knows? You know, like moms sometimes behind the scenes will like do things like, all right, I'm going to put this extra thing in there because I know he's going to have to eat a little extra after school today. I'm going to fold. He put his laundry away, but I'm going to go in and make sure it's all nice for him anyway. All those little things behind the scenes that our moms have done, Mary's doing that all the time for us, that we don't even know what she's doing. That's a great gift. And so we want to thank her today so we can love her just as Jesus loved her, and then I can love other people because God loves his creation. And my heart needs to be purified so my heart is in sync with God's and beating with his. In a moment today, we're going to crown our Blessed Mother, and we have one of our young ladies from the Junior Altar Sodality who's going to crown Mary. And then after that, I'd invite all ladies of the church to come forward for a flower, because all women are called to the vocation of motherhood, just as all men are called to the vocation of fatherhood. Now, that may look different like me, right? I'm not a biological father, but I'm a spiritual father. But all women are called to either be biological or spiritual or both in that profound vocation. So after our young lady, Victoria, crowns our Blessed Mother, we'll invite you forward like communion to come and receive a flower on behalf of the church, and the church shares the same heart as Mary. So it's a flower from our Blessed Mother.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.